go. Taking us to 7:30 on the button. That was Gracie Abrams saying, "Look at my life." But right now, we're moving from looking to listening. And obviously, this is an audio medium. It's Radio Life and Style coming to you fresh on a Tuesday morning. And, from time to time on this radio station, because hearing is so close to our hearts, we like to shine a light on hearing health. And this morning, we're continuing our conversation with the ICANN Audiology Network. That's the Independent Connected Audiologists Network, a group of independent hearing healthcare professionals right across South Africa. And joining me on the line from across the country this morning, I happen to have audiologist Talia Aronowitz, based in Johannesburg at the Netcare Waterfall City Hospital, and here to help us dive into why independent patient-centered hearing care matters. Talia, welcome to Radio Life and Style. Can you hear me?
Morning. Yes, I can, loud and clear. Thank you so much. Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners. And thank you for hosting me.
It's great to have you on the air with us this morning. And for anyone tuning in who's not quite sure, what actually does an audiologist do? And how is that different from simply fitting a hearing aid?
Sure. So an audiologist is an allied healthcare professional who specializes in hearing, balance, and communication disorders across the entire lifespan. We can assess newborn babies' hearing already from 2 days of age up to older adults. Many people think that audiologists simply fit hearing aids, but hearing aids are only actually one small part of what we do. Audiologists diagnose hearing loss, investigate the causes of hearing and balance difficulties, monitor your hearing over time, provide rehabilitation, and help patients communicate more effectively and remain connected to the people around them. We assess and treat difficulties in speech understanding, tinnitus, which is the ringing or buzzing in your ears, assist with hearing protection to ensure you don't damage your hearing against noise, and with your auditory processing. We also assess balance and dizziness, which are closely linked to your inner ear. The ear is actually made up of three parts, mm-hmm. the outer ear, which we can see, the middle ear, and the inner ear. And problems in any of these areas can affect your hearing. Something as small as a wax buildup in your outer ear can significantly reduce your hearing. Middle ear infections, which are particularly common in children, can temporarily or permanently affect your hearing if left untreated. Sure. Inner ear conditions can affect both hearing and balance simultaneously. For hearing to work properly, all parts of the system need to function together. So hearing aid fittings are only one part of an audiologist's treatment. The starting point is always understanding the person holistically, identifying the type of hearing loss, and determining the best management plan.
That is that's a whole lot to chew on a Tuesday morning. And you sort of touched on it on the end there, but I wanted to find out a little bit more about why should hearing healthcare really be viewed as part of someone's overall health and wellness, rather than this kind of specific separate focus area.
Yes, for sure. And as you so rightly said, you know, as we're speaking to each other now, we need our ears and our hearing to be functioning properly. Mm. Hearing healthcare is so important for wellness. We often just think of it as our ability to hear sounds, but hearing influences almost every aspect of our lives. Hearing underpins communication, which is central to relationships, work, education, and social participation. We socialize and learn through listening. Children develop speech and language through hearing. Adults maintain social connections and learn and work through hearing. When hearing becomes difficult, people often begin withdrawing from conversations, family gatherings, and social situations without even realizing it. Research over the last decade has highlighted how important it is to treat hearing loss, because untreated hearing loss can cause cognitive decline, memory difficulties, dementia, and Alzheimer's disease. Looking after our hearing is therefore so important in looking after our brain health. That is why looking after your hearing health care is so important for your wellness. Also, the ear and the organs next to the ear are also functioning for your balance and helping you to balance properly. People experience dizziness, vertigo, or imbalance, are often surprised to discover that the problem may originally come from the inner ear. Good balance allows us to move confidently, exercise, remain independent, and participate in life. Did you know that falls are one of the leading causes of hospitalization in adults over 65? And this can lead to fractures, loss of independence, and significant health complications.
Sure.
In this way, audiologists work closely with doctors, physiotherapists, neurologists, and ear, nose, and throat specialists to assess balance disorders and identify the causes of dizziness and prevent falls. Protecting hearing and balance is therefore crucial for independence, mobility, communication, and overall quality of life.
Wow. So you sort of answered my next question, because I was going to ask about what are some of the hidden impacts of hearing loss, you know, left untreated, and things that people might not necessarily connect to their hearing, and you know, looking at balance and cognition and all of these other factors that maybe aren't the first thing that come to mind when you think of hearing loss. So what I want to know now is why is a personalized assessment so important before anyone settles on a hearing solution?
Yes, so there's no one size fits all. It's very personal. So as we discussed at the beginning, there are different types of hearing loss. Some hearing losses are permanent, some are temporary. Some could have, you know, more medical factors that need to be addressed by a doctor. Other times it might be an age-related hearing loss, or even a congenital hearing loss, which means something that you are born with. So no two people hear the same way. That is why it's so important to have a first hearing test, so that we can see what is the cause of your hearing loss and what are the best ways to treat it. We look at a person really holistically. For example, one person may spend their day in meetings and boardrooms, while another spends most of their time outdoors with the grandchildren. Some people prioritize music quality, others prioritize hearing speech in noisy restaurants or hearing conversations over the telephone or listening to radio. That is why it's personalized treatment and assessment are so important. And sometimes it might just be a small medical solution, like we were saying in the beginning, having the wax removed, or you might need some kind of ENT, ear, nose, and throat surgery. And that's why it's so important to have a hearing test as your first step in your journey.
Well, there you go. And if you're just catching the tail end of this conversation, we're continuing with our conversations with the ICANN Audiology Network. That's the Independent Connected Audiologists Network. And on the line with me, audiologist Talia Aronowitz, based in Johannesburg. Talia, what is it that makes independent audiology so uniquely centered on the patient?
Yes, for sure. So when we look, I love actually the words of ICANN, because independent means that we are not tied down to one particular way of treatment or one particular brand or manufacturer. We are independent. We can focus entirely on what is best for the patient. We are also connected. We are connected to the patient, connected to each other. So if we look at connection, it's definitely a partnership between you and your audiologist. Seeing your audiologist is not a once-off. Is a relationship, because over time, hearing can change, your hearing needs can change. And being part of the ICANN network, we're at the forefront of research and evidence-based practice. So always looking at the latest, what are the most effective treatment outcomes and how we can help you. As we've said, sometimes the best recommendation may be hearing aids. Other times it can be referral to a medical doctor like an ENT. But at the same time, we are always working to look and help you with the best way of hearing. We also look at what we call oral rehabilitation, which is looking at listening skills and helping you to hear. So it's a really holistic way of looking at the patients, and it's a partnership, as we've said. It's therefore really important to see audiologists for follow-up care and ongoing support. So when you see someone part of the ICANN network, we are also connected as professionals, and we often can ask each other advice and also use our clinical collective experience to best help you to hear clearly, which improves hearing and balance, your communication, your confidence, your independence, and your quality of life.
Wow, there you go. That's a strong note to end on. What I'm taking away from this conversation really is that independent audiology, it's hearing healthcare that's not about a product. It's about understanding people, you know, diagnosis, rehabilitation, and that long-term care perspective. And
Exactly. Patient-centered care, with the patient or the person who's receiving the treatment always at the forefront, always at the center, and giving excellent service, and really looking at, as we've said, evidence-based practice.
Well, thank you. My special guest on the line with me from Johannesburg, Talia Aronowitz, audiologist based at Netcare Waterfall City Hospital and part of the I can, Independent Audiology Network, and if you're listening to this, if you'd like to find an independent audiologist in your own area, head to www.independentaudiologists.co.za, and that's the ICANN network site. They'll point you in the right direction, and right now you're listening to Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Bolito. Stay tuned, why don't you?
What do you value?